let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Richard, the man behind the myth, is author Andrea Willer's engrossing new novel that follows the life of King Richard III. This intriguing new take on the great English monarch shows Richard's tumultuous and tragic life. It shows how he was never supposed to be crowned king due to his lowly position as the youngest son of the Duke and Duchess of York, but due to unforeseen circumstances, was raised to the lofty heights of the English monarchy. Filled with intrigue and betrayal, Richard III is a man destined to be betrayed in the end. This book captures the pageantry, war, and deception synonymous with the War of the Roses. Andrea has had a passion for history from a young age. When learning history at school, she could not understand why the period covering the War of the Roses was both confusing and conflicting. Andrea Willer's author of Richard, The Man Behind the Myth from the United Kingdom, is our guest on This Week in America. Andrea, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure, and this is going to be fun. This is such a fascinating character in history, a controversial case as well. I'm looking forward to talking about this. First of all, tell me about the interest. Where did the inspiration and the interest for this book come from?
I was always really confused and baffled why there were so many conflicting stories about him. And I went to a museum in York, and I was, it was a kind of a, did he do it, did he murder the princes? And I thought, no, he didn't. There's something more that happened during his life as well that needed to come out. It was a story that needed to come out about the man himself. So I did a lot of research, and I was surprised to see how much things that I actually found out about him. And it's not really covered in the schools or anything like that. That's one of the main reasons why I was interested in Richard III and how I had to write about him, because I was just, it was a piece in the museum and he was in the dock, and I thought, no, he doesn't need to be in the dock. He wasn't guilty. I don't think he murdered the princes at all. Thank you.
Yes, and you talk about new information. When you read the reviews of your book, Richard, the Man Behind the Myth, by Andrea Willers, our guest on the program, you find that people learn new things about Richard. Again, it's not necessarily rehashing what little we remember, and maybe one-sided what we remember from our history books. Talk about how long it took you to put this book together in light of the fact that you did really thorough research before you wrote the book.
Yeah, researching. It was quite good fun, actually. Finding looking at the myths, looking at the truth and the facts were two totally different things. I spent a wealth of time going through the internet. Because now, in this day and age, you can find anything on Google. And there was facts from Europe about him that made him a good guy. And he was a lawmaker. And I just thought, well, he can't have been that evil, you know. It basically, people just hone in about Richard being the king, but there was so much else about him other than just being the king of England at the time. The Wars of the Roses at the time was a very traumatic time to be around. And I think really with families being against each other and Richard's family was no exception, because even his brother and two brothers were at war against each other at one stage of the Wars of the Roses. Richard actually stayed loyal to the king, his brother, Edward IV, throughout the reign. And he took on the princes as a part of a request after the death of Edward IV. that he would be the protector of the princess in the, as they say, the princess in the tower, yeah.
Yes.
But it, I found that a lot of my sources came from Paul Murray Kendall. I believe he was an American, actually, but he had a wealth of information there and facts and sources, more from primary sources rather than the later Shakespeare and the, all the other writers that came along afterwards, after the death of King Richard at Bosworth.
In the book, the title of the book really says it all. Richard, the Man Behind the Myth. Andrea Willers, W-I-L-L-E-R-S, is our guest on the program. Our website is andreawillers.com. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to Andrea's website. Of course, book available wherever books are sold. What were your feelings when the news broke that they had found Richard's remains in the Leicester City Car Park? What were you thinking at that time?
Well, I wasn't at all surprised when the news broke out at all. I knew of this project in 2010 when the lady that found the bones, I believe everybody knows her name now, Philippa Langley, had said that she had a funny feeling in that car park and Richard was buried in there. And I said, look, I don't want anything to do with this project for the sake of my sanity. I just removed myself away from it. When she got the council involved, I just knew that they're going to find him. They had already found a place for a visitor centre, a museum. So they had to find him. And the DNA, well, I was that's laughable, because I even went to police forensics and asked them if they could find or get DNA from bones that old, which has been left open to contamination.
Yes.
So it just didn't stack up at all. And I just felt, yes, I had made the right decision to just remove myself away from the people that were involved in this project. And I was actually quite angry because they had to find him with a curvature of the spine. Now, they may have called it scolarosis, but to me, it was just a play on a Shakespeare. And they just didn't. I had a lot of trouble with people calling themselves historians. I have been hacked. I've been trolled quite a bit from people saying that I was talking rubbish. I refuse to go down, argue with them, and just thought, this is making me more determined to actually publish this book, because it was more that they didn't want me to publish the book, and they were trying to actually put it through the mud, really, especially in some of the historical sites and that. And It has been a chore, but it's been a battle within itself having to write this book. But I think I'm determined to win through. Thank you.
Well, and you are. Richard, the Man Behind the Myth is a very important read. Andrea Willers, coming to us from the UK, our guest on the program, as well as author of the book. And talk about the War of the Roses before. And for many of us, it's something we remember maybe vaguely from history because it was so many years ago when we read about it. Can you make a summary of this book about the War of the Roses?
Well, this book goes through the whole of Richard's life from birth all the way through to after the Battle of Bosworth, right through to the Henry the Seventh Tudor reign, and it's all about how these battles happened. And what caused these battles? I think really when Richard is a small boy, he was growing up in Middleham Castle and he was learning to be a soldier. He had no thought of ever becoming a king. And he loved Yorkshire. He loved the life there. And when he was looked after by the kingmaker, which was the Earl of Warwick. He had this quite a stable lifetime. And when Edward IV had married Elizabeth Woodville, his life seemed to be up in turmoil, and he had to go back down to his brother's court. And the court was corrupt. It was full of lots of nasty things going on around, with ambition. It brings out the ugliest of things in each of us. I think we even know what politics is about today, to know how people are stabbing each other in the back. And,
yes.
And it was awful. And for a young boy to go through a court like that had made him hate, I think, scandals. He hated blackmail. He hated all these things. And he wished that he could go back up north and enjoy a life that was far away from that scene whatsoever. During the time, his family, as I said earlier, George, had fell out with Edward because of this family of Woodvilles. And that caused more wars. And the Earl of Warwick went against Edward IV. And there was times when, during all this trouble, they actually had to go abroad into Burgundy and stay as exiles. And Edward actually won a war again to reclaim his kingship. But it was fraught with a lot of problems. And I think this is what made Richard become a lawmaker. He wanted to look after the poor. He saw that the troubles of the court was causing a lot of troubles with other families. People are losing their lives in these battles. So, yes, it made him the man he became. He was a champion for the poor. And that is how the nobles didn't like this part of Richard that did play havoc with the corruption.
It's a fascinating book, Richard, The Man Behind the Myth. Andrea Willers is our guest on the program. Her website is andreawillers.com. That's W-I-L-L-E-R-S. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you were doing the research into Richard, were there moments when you were somewhat surprised at some things you were reading about him, some of those wow moments, that information that you really had not heard before?
I said earlier that he was a lawmaker, but also there's places written down and sources which were ambassadors of Matin, and they had written glowing accounts of his character. A Scottish ambassador in 1484 had written that he'd never before his nature dared to encase such a smaller body, such spirit and such strength. In his small body had the greatest valour. They were just absolutely singing, you know. Never was that written about a monarch of any other era, really, you know, because they were quite... Richard knew he could speak four fluent languages, and that greatly impressed them as well, because they didn't have to have translators to speak through, because he spent most of his time studying as well when he was younger. So I think really he was a quieter person and certainly not a Shakespeare character at all, you know.
And you put Richard in a better image than Shakespeare's villain. We've got a few minutes left in the program, but talk about that, writing the book, and we do get a different look than Shakespeare's villain, don't we?
Yes, I wanted to get bust that myth of a Shakespeare image. You know, I just wanted to get it busted totally. And I did have some opposition, even from when I was a young girl. I just couldn't stand Shakespeare, and I just couldn't. I hated the play. And I think really we did learn, we had to learn Shakespeare, but I was very rebellious about reading it, and I just couldn't wanted to put Richard in a fairer light, more akin to the truth of what actually, you know, now what I've actually discovered for myself. But it's actually meeting other people, and they're able to point away and what they felt as well. So I did listen to what other people had to say about him, but most of the negative stuff, I just thought, no, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. So I found that quite surprising as well, that there's a lot of people out there that are really flying the flag for him, you know.
Now, you had some help in doing this, and I know you want to acknowledge that. When your partner was influential in taking you to some of the places of interest, to providing some of the technology necessary to write a book today. Talk about having that help. That had to be important to you.
Yes, it was important because a lot of the places are quite far away, and it'll take me there on a holiday, and I could go around these castles and have a look around, you know, get the feel of the place.
Exactly.
I've been a few times going to Yorkshire and York itself, because that's a fantastic city, and it's got so many Ricardian links to it. And I've enjoyed, he's given me the opportunity to take photographs as well, which I find is very important, you know, to actually put my point across. And there's other places as well. There's Tewkesbury, where there was a battle there, and we went on holiday there. I was able to go into the Tewkesbury Abbey and have a look at the crypt of the Duke of Clarence, who was Richard's brother. I've not been to Windsor at all. I've not been to London, but I feel more of a positive connection to Richard in places where he liked to be. And Tewkesbury, it may have been a battle. They won the battle. Richard won that battle for his brother. But in a way, it is where he met Anne. And that was his wife. And he had it's a bit of a romantic love story in itself. So Richard did feel quite happy there, you know.
Yes.
Just to remember his wife and what happened back then.
You do such an excellent job of making history come alive. Are you working on any other books at the current time?
Well, not at the moment. Nothing has really inspired me as much as Richard has. I have seen other things and been reading, but what I want to concentrate on is writing history blogs and also trying to get my page out there with these history blogs as well.
Yes.
I have a Facebook page, which is Richard, the Man Behind the Myth, and I put frequent posts from my excerpts from my book, also photographs and other things relating to Richard III, just so that these people that I have actually met would like to meet, actually. Is anyone out there that is interested in Richard III and finding out more about the man than rather the Shakespearean story, you know, of the hunchback and the evil uncle that murdered his princes?
Well, you're introducing us to a Richard again that most of us would not recognize from Shakespeare, from the way history is taught. And by the way, Facebook again, it's Richard, the Man Behind the Myth, is where you will find Andrea on Facebook. The book is Richard, the Man Behind the Myth, Andrea Willers. That's W-I-L-L-E-R-S. Her website is very simple, andreawillers.com. If you can't remember all of that, you're traveling or whatever, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find all the information there. And again, you'll find her on Facebook as well with Richard, the man behind the myth. Andrea, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by way too quickly. Fascinating book, a job well done. We'll be checking all of the information on Facebook where you'll do some updates. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And I'll share this program on the Facebook page as well. Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Andrea Willers coming to us from the United Kingdom. Fascinating book, Richard, the Man Behind the Myth. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.